How's this, guys? An Aussie filmmaker is suing Netflix and Zac Efron. His name is Ben Waddell, and he's got this Part Eco documentary, right? And Zac Efron has made a very, very similar one, even with the same name. Jeez. Now, we've just got one little opening part of Ben's documentary, and then you hear a little swish, and then you'll hear Zach's version of the opening of his show of the same name. See if you can pick up on some similarities.
Vamos a comer.
Vamos
a comer.
A comer.
Comer. And now, vamos a comer.
Nope.
Damn it.
Como se dice, let's go.
Adiós.
Oh, wow. So we went from, like, trying to learn a phrase in Spanish to trying to learn a phrase in Italian.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but right. They're both called Down to Earth. And the maker of the original one from 2017, Ben Waddell, joins us from New York. Good morning.
Yeah. Good morning, guys. How you going?
Oh, Ben, you sound pretty chipper for someone who's currently trying to raise money to sue Netflix.
Well, if you had called me, like, 3 months ago, yeah, I was in the corner having a big old cry about it.
But, fair enough.
I've had time to recover. Yeah, it was a bit of a shock to the system. Last week, we went and pitched the idea after making a trailer in 2017. I wasn't celebrity enough to host it for America, so they were going to make it in Australia, and then before we knew it, they ended up making it anyway, the Nacelle company, and put Zac Efron as the host, and it was, you know, my idea, my name, my everything, and kind of just took the rug from underneath me, really.
So, Ben, tell us, we heard that similarity at the start, but, you know, if I was to be brutally honest, I haven't seen them side by side other than some very small bits. It's not out of the realms of possibility that they could both learn a language. Give us some examples of some things that make it, other than the name of the show, really obvious two are just a blatant ripoff.
So, yeah, the name was a big one. Zach's original pitch was something about him travelling around the world with his famous friends and eating food, called Zac Efron Explore or Spooning with Zac Efron. So we got a hold of that pitch, which is absolutely nothing like mine, which was about the environment, what we can do to be more sustainable, what people can do to help look after the planet. Because at the end of the day, that's what I wanted to do. And I wanted to learn, and I wanted the viewers to learn through me, so it wouldn't be preachy or anything. And then all of a sudden, they've come out with, you know, essentially exactly the same concept and exactly the same trailer. And you can, you know, you can watch it in both. And it's quite shocking. It's why it's picking up so much traction.
Because they liked your idea, but they just didn't think, you had the star power to do it. So they've actually got your idea and given it the star power it needed. Is that what you're saying?
Correct. Yeah, yeah. So sustainability back in 2017-18, they didn't feel like it was packing as much of a punch as it is now, and they needed that star power to make it more attractive.
Yes. So how's the case going with Netflix? And has Zac Efron reached out and said anything?
Yeah, because he's now living in Byron. He's living here. He's filming here. And I know you're in New York, but you're an Aussie. Like, it just seems really topsy-turvy.
Well, that's the thing. We sent them a letter saying that it was our idea and you've ripped off our concept, which they've all ignored it. Next thing you know, they're shooting season 2 in Australia, which is why now we're making noise. We didn't want to make all this racket. They could have just been good and said, okay, yeah, we can see that, and we could have settled just to give the creative credit. But legal proceedings are underway. Received a pretty nasty letter from Efron's camp, which means you can look into that how you want to. But, you know, if he had a clear conscience and thought he was all good, I don't know why he's sending nasty letters. You could just prove that he invented it. But
when you say nasty, as in telling you to back off or claiming it as his own?
It wasn't to me. It was one of the Australian networks who was about to go to air with the story.
Oh, and did they end up airing that story, or was he able to put a pin in it?
No, it's coming out this week.
Right.
And what's Zach's, like, actual involvement here, Ben? Like, I know you mentioned before Zach pitched this other show, and in all the headlines we're reading is you're going after Netflix and Zac Efron. So is it Zac Efron as an individual, or does he have a production company or something?
We're going after Nacelle, the production company who made the first one. His product company is doing the second season.
Okay.
We're not going after Netflix because they would have just purchased the show, but they're airing it. So they're involved, but we're not going after them because they didn't make it.
And I must imagine it's expensive, right? Because your brother started a GoFundMe page raising money for the legal fees?
Yeah, he did. He kind of, you know, got the fire going because I didn't really want to put the hand out for this kind of thing, but it is expensive, so, you know, we need all the help we can get.
So where's the money at now for the GoFundMe?
I think it's at 12 after about a week and a half.
Well, good on you for trying to stand up to, I guess,
some big wigs,
big companies who are doing this. What does it feel like to have Zac Efron as an enemy now?
I know. That must be nerve-wracking.
it's one of those things where, you know, I keep hearing that it happens all the time. We're kind of going into the creative underdogs because plagiarism keeps happening and people keep coming out saying that, you know, I had my idea stolen from this as well in this network, or, you know, this person stole this. I'm like, how is this okay for this just to happen all the time to all these creative people? We're always, you know, encouraged to be creative. But then once you get there, when you make something good, it's just going to get taken from you. Like, you know, it's not right. This is why we're just trying to bring it to the forefront of everyone's attention.
Okay. Well, very interesting stuff. I haven't seen the show from Zach either, and I don't think it's out in Australia yet. Is that correct, Ben?
I'm not sure, but I know it's all over the UK. It was the number 2 show in the USA.
The heart goes out to you, mate. It must be tough.
Oh, mate, I appreciate it. It was brutal when Netflix recommended that I watch it. You know how they have those special things. Like, oh, this might be something you might be interested in. I'm like, oh, almost lost it. And that was brutal. You know, it's a roller coaster at the moment. But, you know, try and stay positive and, you know, need all the help and just and all the good thoughts coming our way.
Mm. Well, I'd love to remain impartial, but I wish you luck. I hope it goes well for you. Ben Waddell, down to earth filmmaker, suing Zac Efron's camp. Thanks for your time, mate.
Mate, thanks for having me. Really appreciate it.
Cheers, Ben. And I should say, in the interest of fairness, we have reached out to Zac Efron and his camp to try and get a response from them and invite them onto our show. So we'll see if Zac Attack wants to come on and tell his side of the story. Time will tell. It's Nick, Jess and Ducko.